Human rights groups in Egypt have condemned a new law on protest, saying it will restrict the right to peaceful assembly. Based on the new law, which was signed by the interim president, Adli Mansour, protesters will have to receive permission from police in advance before staging any protests. The new law comes only days after the interim government allowed security forces to enter university campuses without prior permission. Meanwhile, Egyptian students have once again taken to the streets in the capital, Cairo, to demand an end to the military rule. Demonstrators were marking 100 days since security forces broke up sit-ins called for ousted President Mohamed Morsi's reinstatement. The ensuing violence left hundreds dead. Tensions in Egypt have been running high since Morsi was ousted by the military in early July. Well, our correspondent Karim Gemaleddin now joins us via Skype from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Karim, tell us a bit more about this law and the reactions pouring in regarding it. It seems that all the principles of this revolution are being backtracked and challenged by this new by the military.
Indeed, many revolutionaries and activists deem this a new law highly restricting protest as a slap on the face of the revolution and a revival of the police state that has long oppressed the people under ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak. And even the activists are saying that these days post the January 2011 revolution are even worse than the days during Mubarak's reign. And giving the Ministry of Interior the right to cancel, postpone, or even change the position of the demonstrations, it has caused extreme outrage and disappointment among the among many Egyptians from all walks, not just the anti-coup alliance or the anti-coup demonstrators. Even the revolutionaries and those who have participated in the June 30th protest against Mohamed Morsi and giving the military a mandate to forcefully dismantle a protest sit-in, killing thousands of people and injuring many more, is just causing extreme disappointment among the activists from across the spectrum, saying that how can the Ministry of Interior, which is often the subject of demonstration and outrage, be the ones giving permission for the protesters to take to the streets and to demonstrate? So many believe that this law is just another recipe for disaster in the country, and that it will not even having this law in place, it will not be even effective to oppose the January 25th revolution to curb the protesters or to curb the anti-coup demonstrators who have been taking to the streets almost on a daily basis under the state of emergency, and despite wide-scale detention and
okay, I'm going to have to stop you there, Karim. We have run out of time. We will keep a very close eye on the situation there in Egypt and continue to get updates from your correspondent, Karim Gemaleddin, there reporting from Cairo.